Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Real Sigma. Please hit the like and subscribe button. Okay, what is the Sigma male? So we've heard of alpha males and beta males, and for the longest time, we thought these are the only two types of men in society. But in actuality, there are a few others which include the Sigma, the Delta, the Gamma, and the Omega. But for this video, I'll just be covering the alpha, beta, and Sigma males. So quickly, I'm going to go over the alpha and the beta types before we get into what a Sigma male is. Now, in society, we have a hierarchy of social structure. Think of it as a pyramid with the alphas at the top of this pyramid. Now, the alphas are the guys that were the athletes in high school, the bad boys, the popular and naturally good-looking people. And these are the guys that got a lot of girls with very little effort. And the alpha males are usually the CEOs of companies, leaders in the workplace, the top salesmen at their job, captains of the football team, or whatever sports they might play. Alphas are very extroverted, and they're confident, and they're leaders of their group of friends. They're very natural leaders, and they usually have their pick of the women. Now, the alpha male is a very social and vocal guy. He's usually the loudest one in social settings. And he uses his energy to attract and control the environment. He has a large social circle, so when people are watching him interact with his group, it's very easy to see who the alpha is. And when the alpha sees an attractive woman, he's going to go straight up to her, use his charisma and confidence to attract her. But the alpha needs and relies on having people around him in order to be significant. The alpha gets his power by having people submit under him, okay? So, an example of a male, alpha male would be Brad Pitt's character in the movie Fight Club, or even Tony Stark in Iron Man. Now, if you think about the persona of these characters and how they treat and interact with people, it's going to give you a good idea of how alpha behaves. And I'm sure you can remember these type of guys back in high school. You know, the girls would always seem to be attracted to them, even if they were douchebags. And it's because the alpha behavior is that animalistic nature of using strength to rule and display dominance. And you can see this all throughout the animal kingdom. The most alpha monkey or the most alpha lion is going to be the leader in their pack or their group. The lion or the monkey that displays his dominance will always have the top pick of females and also have control over the other males, which are the beta males. And instinctively, women are attracted to them because they want a man that can protect them and lead them. Now, moving on to the beta male, betas are insecure, needy, and submissive. Think of Edward Norton's character in the movie Fight Club. You know, they're not charismatic like the alpha, and these guys are considered the nice guys in society. And what is a common phrase we hear? Nice guys finish last. And women usually don't give betas any attention because betas don't really stand out in the crowd. They actually are the crowd. They make up the majority of the crowd. So they don't stand out and are quickly dismissed by women. It's usually later in life that a woman may settle for a beta after she's had enough of the alpha's bad boy ways and she's just tired of it and she's just ready to settle down with a nice guy. Okay? And so this is a way that a beta can come up and end up with a woman. And betas are the guys that submit under the authority of the alpha. And this is the majority of men in society. These are the submissive men that always play it safe. They don't really take any risks in life. They will follow the lead of the alpha in hopes that the alpha will take care of them. And they hope to get any leftover women by being associated with the alpha. Now think of a famous rapper in a squad at the club. The rapper is going to be the alpha of the group in which he can pick any woman he wants. And then his squad is hoping to get any leftovers by being associated with the rapper. Now most women will not find the beta attractive because he lacks authority and confidence. These are the guys that women will put in the friend zone every time. And the beta is hopelessly in love with the woman. And he does anything for her just in hopes that she'll continue to give him some attention. And maybe one day she might like him. So when the woman texts the beta, he's going to respond immediately. Or if she needs help or a favor, the beta will drop everything he's doing just to help her out. And so the beta is usually used and walked on by both men and women. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a beta if that's what you are. I'm simply explaining the characteristics and role of betas in society. And there are ways for betas to become more alpha or sigma if they desire. So, we have the alpha male at the top of the social pyramid. Then we have the beta male beneath them, filling up most of the pyramid. And then beneath the beta are the deltas, omegas, and the gammas, which I'll not be covering in this video. So now we get to the sigma male. So what is a sigma male? Well, the sigma male in society is the lone wolf. He's the one, he has a very small inner circle. This is someone who is always doing his own thing. You know, we don't really like to talk about what we're working on with other people. We prefer to make moves in silence. And examples of sigma males would be James Bond, Bruce Lee, or Doctor Strange. And all these guys, when you think about it, were very confident lone wolves. They don't really mess with too many people. They had superior intelligence, and they can fight good, and they always got the girl. Now, the sigma is not part of the pyramid. The sigma is actually outside of the pyramid. This is because the sigma male does not participate in the social structure. He's not worried about what anybody else is doing. He doesn't care to be a part of any clique. He truly is marching to the beat of his own drum. He sticks to himself and makes moves on the low. He doesn't operate by society's rules and paradigms. He has no desire to do things the way society says it should be done. And this is because we think that the way society does a lot of things is completely backwards or stupid, doesn't make sense, or is inefficient. And the sigma does not play the social hierarchy game, and that is why he exists outside of the pyramid, but is actually equal to or even higher than the alpha in social value and ranking. So a few quick things about the sigma. He's very laid back and chill. And he's always in control of his emotions. He's very fashionable and stylish, but not trendy, meaning he doesn't wear what everybody else is into just because that may be the hot thing of the season. The Sigma has his own style, which is very put together. And you're not going to see the Sigma wearing clothes with massive logos on it, you know, showing off major brand names. You know, we usually wear things that are simple, but nice and very stylish. And women are highly attracted to Sigmas because they have a very unique style and confidence. And the Sigma doesn't speak a lot. And this comes off as mysterious to women. Now, here's the thing about not speaking a lot. You know, just because you don't speak a lot doesn't mean you will come off as mysterious, okay? I want to make that very clear. This only works for Sigmas because they have the swag and body language that exudes confidence even if they're not speaking. So a woman can tell he is confident just by looking at him and seeing his body language and how he carries himself. But if someone doesn't have these things and they're being silent, it's just going to come off as creepy. So I don't want people to think that if they're staying quiet, that women will find them mysterious. No, you must have the style, swag, and confidence in order for this to work for you. So when the Sigma does speak, it's always something worth listening to. Everything the Sigma says has value to it, and people should probably be listening. So he doesn't speak a lot, but when he does, it's something of major substance. And the Sigma is seen as a high-value man, and he has his pick of women just like the Alpha does. And so the Sigma male is essentially an introverted Alpha in many ways. Now let's get this part clear. Introversion does not mean shy, although shy people can be introverted, okay? Introversion simply means that someone gets their energy from being alone. Whereas an extrovert, he hates being alone. You know, he needs to be around people to get energy. So the Sigma male is in many ways an introverted Alpha. So what does this mean? Well, like I said, the Sigma has very high confidence like the Alpha. He has the swag of an Alpha, and he is equal to the Alpha in social ranking and attractiveness to women. Now, the Sigma can go out to a party, have a great time, socialize with a lot of people, take a woman home from that party. But socializing for extended periods of time will drain his energy. and eventually he'll need to get away from everyone to recharge himself. And so after the party is over, he may take a few days to be by himself, you know, just to recharge. The Sigma does enjoy social settings and parties, but also needs his alone time. Now, the Sigma has extremely high confidence, but he does not rely on validation from any other person to know his value and worth. See, where the Alpha is always needing social validation and people to submit under him, the Sigma does not need anyone to tell him that he's cool, because he already knows this truth inside. And the Sigma doesn't need or even want a lot of friends, because he knows that being connected to too many people or the wrong people will drain his energy and waste his time. And the Sigma never relies on other people for anything. He's highly self-sufficient. And so, like I said, he knows he is cool whether people recognize it or not. He knows he's smarter than most people, not in an arrogant way. And he doesn't need to tell people what he is, what he has, or what he can do. Just him simply knowing what he is enough for his confidence to be very high. Now, the Sigma has the ability to turn on his charisma when needed and be the center of attention, but he prefers to be out of the spotlight, but he can step into the spotlight and do his thing if necessary. Now, the fully developed Sigma is very disciplined, focused, and motivated to create an amazing life for himself. You know, he's always striving for more, and he's mastered his emotions and usually carries some spiritual depth to him. The Sigma male doesn't need to tell people how successful he is because he doesn't care about social validation. He actually thinks social validation is corny. And so he only cares about accomplishing his goals in the most efficient manner. And so, like I said, this quiet confidence that the Sigma carries makes him very mysterious to women, which they find very attractive. And this mystery allows him to pick up women in a different way than an Alpha. Again, remember, he is the introverted Alpha. So he has the swag and the confidence of Alpha, but is laid back and cool. He never tries to prove himself. And he has the ambitions and desires of the Alpha, but goes about achieving these things in a completely different way. Where the Alpha will achieve these things through dominance and brute force, the Sigma is going to achieve these same things, but through intelligent maneuvers, like he's playing chess. Work smarter, not harder, is how the Sigma operates. So in a bar setting, the Alpha is going to be in his group of beta male supporters. And he'll be talking loudly, making big gestures, and showing that he's the Alpha of his group in hopes to get the attention of the other women at the bar. And after he knows that everyone at the bar has seen him put on his display of dominance, then he'll go directly up to a woman and use typical flirting and fun conversation to get the woman to go home with him. Now, in that same bar setting, the Sigma male is going to be the guy laying in the cut. He's going to be laid back and observing everyone. You know, he'll be making calculations and categorizing people subconsciously. He's not even going to be thinking about it. This is just going to be happening. And the Sigma is not going to wander around the bar hoping that, you know, women will notice him or hoping that someone will talk to him. No. The Sigma is going to be in his own world and enjoying himself, but he's going to be observing everything. And he'll interact with the bartender and the people around him, you know. And when he sees a beautiful woman that gets his attention, he'll start a casual conversation with her. But as the conversation progresses, it will usually lead into much deeper subjects. And this is when most women will fall for the Sigma. It is usually during this time where the woman will recognize that there's much more to this man than meets the eye. She's going to see that he's not needy and that he's very different than the Alphas and Betas at the bar. And she's going to be attracted to his cool vibe and maturity. And the Sigma really hates societal rules, like I said before, because the Sigma is all about things making sense. So if there is a societal rule that doesn't make sense to him, he's simply not going to follow that rule. He doesn't like to be in a controlled environment or having someone telling him what to do. And that's why I said the Sigma is outside of the pyramid or the social hierarchy. He doesn't play the societal game or follow those rules. So a lot of times, you're going to see a Sigma being an entrepreneur or working for himself. And he'll think of creative ways to make income without having to submit to someone or even be around other people. He wants to move and operate within his own set of rules that he has developed over time through his own life experiences. And a few examples of Sigma males in movies are Christian Bale in Batman, or Neo in The Matrix after he discovered who he really was. And these guys have a laid-back persona but can do everything that alphas can do. They are extremely confident, intelligent in unorthodox ways, successful, can kick ass in a fight, seduce your girlfriend, and take her home. The Sigma is always learning and doing new things to progress in life. They have an unusual obsession with personal development, and this usually manifests at an early age. And this is what we call a spirit of excellence. Sigmas are always developing new skills to add to their life, and I believe this is a big part of developing our confidence. And this can be anything from learning mixed martial arts, learning how to cook, you know, learning how to DJ, and especially learning to develop their internal self through deep introspection and spiritual avenues. Now, Sigmas know if they cannot master their inner self, emotions, and thoughts, they know they're never going to truly be free. And this is why, this is because they always know that people are controlled by their emotions, which can be controlled by other people. And this is a big reason why Sigmas are not affected by the opinions of others. And they have come to a point where they know deep within themselves that only their opinion of themselves is the truth. No matter how successful or influential a person is, if they have no control over their emotions, they will be controlled by others through their emotions. And this ultimately leads to a lower quality of life. And Sigmas are all about living the highest quality of life. Now, what happens when a Sigma male collides with an Alpha male? Who's going to win? How does this battle turn out? Well, the Sigma male is the Alpha's kryptonite. The Sigma is the one that's not going to be influenced or intimidated by an Alpha, no matter how loud or aggressive the Alpha gets. The Sigma will never submit to an Alpha, or anyone else for that matter, unless the Sigma sees that person worthy of being submitted to. So a Sigma may submit to a mentor or a teacher if they see that person is worthy to be submitted to. So an unwise and inexperienced Alpha may try to punk or bully a Sigma, mistaking his silence for being a Beta male. And that's just because the Alpha is inexperienced and has not had enough life experiences to differentiate the different archetypes. He'll just assume everybody is Beta. But the Alpha is quickly going to find out that the Sigma can make him look very silly through his intellectual and quick responses. See, the Sigma will beat you down intellectually and make you look inferior to him. Now, remember, the Alpha will try to use physical force or loudness to dominate and intimidate someone. But the Sigma can see right through the Alpha. He sees the Alpha's weaknesses immediately. So the Sigma views the Alpha as insecure and not on his intellectual level. You know, the Sigma is going to use his quick wit to embarrass the Alpha in front of his friends, or if necessary, can and will defend himself physically. You know, the Sigma is always going to try to avoid conflict, physical fighting, but if it comes to that, the Sigma is ready, okay? So many times, the more experienced Alphas will recognize, okay, the Sigma is not to be messed with, and they'll quickly pull back after the Sigma stands up to them. The Sigma's advantage over everyone is his confidence in himself, his skills, and his intelligence. Whereas the Alpha relies on his physicality and his Beta followers in order to have his advantage. Now, the next question I get a lot is a Sigma male born, or can someone become a Sigma? Well, the answer is both. I believe that some people are born Sigmas. You know, I believe that I'm a born Sigma, but I also believe that the life experience and habits are part of developing the Sigma. So I believe true Sigmas are a combination of being born with certain traits and personality type, and also having life lessons that help to become a fully developed Sigma. But I also believe that Alphas and Betas can incorporate the Sigma values, traits, and perspectives into their own lives and eventually become more Sigma or even fully Sigma. Now, most true Sigmas are the INTJ personality type in the Myers-Briggs personality test. And now, if you haven't taken the Myers-Briggs test to discover your personality type, I highly recommend you take it. It's free, and you can look online for the test. It takes about 10 minutes. Just make sure to answer each question as honestly as possible to get the most accurate results. Now, I'm a true INTJ and a true Sigma male, but for most of my teenage years and early adult life, I was trying to be an alpha because they're the ones that were getting all the girls, you know, and I didn't even know Sigmas existed. I didn't even know what a Sigma was at that time. But trying to be alpha just never felt natural to me because I'm introverted. I'm not an extrovert. And yes, I did get success with women by doing that, but I wasn't being myself. And eventually, I didn't like how I was treating women, and I didn't like who I had become. But as I discovered more about myself through deep introspection and just life lessons, I began to be more of myself, which is Sigma. And I began to enjoy life more and started seeing even greater success in life and with women, and just all areas of my life was having greater success. I was having a higher quality of life. And it was effortless because I was simply being who I was, so it didn't require any energy. So I would like to say this in closing. Accept who you naturally are and understand who you are, okay? If you're beta, then be okay with that. If you're alpha, then be okay with that. But there's nothing wrong with wanting to progress and add things to your game and to your lifestyle. So you may want to become a Sigma, or you might want to incorporate some Sigma traits into your life. So I'll give you a few things you should focus on to become more Sigma. Number one, work on your internal self first and foremost, okay? This is where the Sigma gets his confidence and power, all right? This is where you develop that real confidence, the unshakable confidence, is through mastering your internal self. And these are your thoughts, emotions, and mindset. And if you can master your emotions and mindset, then everything else in life will become much easier. You will just enjoy life more. You'll have a higher quality of life, okay? Next, you gotta develop your confidence. And I would say one of the fastest ways to build confidence is by working out. Begin lifting weights, okay? You're gonna start seeing your body change and become more attractive, and this will instantly increase your confidence. Also, eating healthy will improve your confidence. That's because you're gonna feel better. You're gonna have more energy. Your body's gonna be running more efficiently, okay? So those are very key. And then also I would say developing or learning new things or skill sets that excite you is a great way to build confidence. These three things will build the type of confidence that lasts a lifetime. This will build that real confidence, not that false confidence that can be shaken very easily, okay? So anyways, I hope this video was helpful. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comment section. I'm going to continue to make more videos about the Sigma male. Let me know in the comments what type of videos you would like me to make next. So in the meantime, keep working on yourself and master your emotions. Thanks for tuning in to The Real Sigma.